This week, average global temperatures reached their highest ever on record. Data from the National Centres for Environmental Prediction in the US showed average daily air temperature on the Earth's surface topped 17 degrees Celsius for the first time ever on Monday. By Thursday, that figure had climbed to 17.23 degrees. Earlier, I spoke to Sive O'Neill, coordinator of the Stop Climate Chaos Coalition, and I asked her what the impact of these rising temperatures will be.
Well, Sinead, the Secretary General has just said in the last day that climate change is out of control. And if he's saying that, I think we have every reason to be very alarmed. Essentially, we're experiencing weather anomalies that even climate scientists hadn't predicted. We've got temperature records all over the oceans for May, and they're the highest on record. We have the El Nino signal starting to impact on our weather. Now, that's a natural cycle, but it's driving extreme weather around the world, and it's likely to only get worse over the next year. We've also got, for some reason I don't understand, a drop in Saharan dust and a drop in sulfur particulates due to some new shipping rules. But all of that, combined with our continued reliance on fossil fuels, is driving up climate change and leading to temperature extremes. But some of these extremes are, I think, a puzzle for scientists. So, for example, the Antarctic sea ice extent has reached record low monthly values, which is five standard deviations below average. And that means that scientists don't even know what that's going to lead to. Will it accelerate climate change much more quickly? Is it going to drive unprecedented sea level rise much higher than was anticipated? And the way that these different tipping points impact on each other means that we're in uncharted territory and we're in a real climate and biodiversity emergency.
Now, for people in Ireland, it can seem strange to be talking about warmer temperatures being a problem. Is it fair to say we haven't really grasped the extent of the crisis in Ireland yet?
Yes, well, we have been experiencing a marine heat wave off the west coast and the northwest coast of Ireland, which, again, it's hard to know how that will impact as such, because it's difficult to measure the response in real time. But the Met Éireann have said that this is undoubtedly going to place stress on ecosystems. And in fact, some reports suggested it might trigger mass mortality of fish and oysters. So for Ireland, it's a category Degree 4 marine heat wave. It's nothing we've ever experienced before. Now, obviously, we have very benign climate in Ireland, and even though we might experience some higher temperatures, they are not the kind of temperatures that are going to kill people. But if you look at what's happening in the Horn of Africa and all across Asia, there have been unprecedented and sustained heat waves. But in the Horn of Africa, particularly because of the poverty that's already there and various other problems such as, war and conflict in society, this is leading to unprecedented displacement of people. In Somalia alone, over 1 million people are currently displaced. And over the Horn of Africa in 2021, 2.6 million people were displaced. And a lot of that is down to a sustained drought that's been experienced there over the last 5 years. And scientists have directly attributed that drought to climate change. So we might not be experiencing the worst of the weather events, but we are still connected to the kind of global systemic risks that all of these different crises generate. For example, it leads to rises in fuel costs and in food prices. And for people who are already on the edge and suffering from extreme poverty, this puts them at the risk of hunger. But in Ireland, we will not be immune from those impacts one way or the other. It's going to lead to rises in food prices, for example. Mm-hmm. But definitely, we're heading into uncharted territory, and we need to be better prepared, and we need to step up at the international level to ensure that we play our role in mitigating climate change and reducing our reliance on fossil fuels completely.
Yeah, now we heard from young activists at the Mary Robinson Climate Conference in Ballina this week, and they said they didn't believe there was any intent from our government to protect young people's futures and that the intent was profit. But it's fair to say that the government has a job on its hands to convince people to take the short-term pain for the long-term gain, isn't it?
Yes, I think we need to start thinking more about the long term and less about the short term. So, from the point of view of the Sustainable Development Goals, Ireland is actually playing a leading role in negotiations next week around a political declaration. And this political declaration, while itself isn't a really important decision-making forum, it does feed into the international processes around climate change and the next COP, which is going to be hosted by this oil nation, United Arab Emirates. So at the core of the SDGs is the concept of sustainable development, which is about meeting the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. And this speaks to the point that the youth activists were making. So the challenges that we're facing in the world now demand long-term responses, not just short-term fixes. We need to be thinking decades ahead about how to get our societies completely off fossil fuels, new types of thinking, cathedral thinking, solutions that will be implemented over decades. And that might include, you know, needing to relocate huge numbers of people around the world away from areas that will become uninhabitable due to climate change. So one of the things we can do in Ireland is set up a Future Generations Commissioner. But we can also use our diplomatic influence at the United Nations to ensure that we at least are stepping up and meeting our commitments under the Paris Agreement and the Sustainable Development Goals. But it's not enough to just pay lip service to the Paris Agreement. We need to do what we said we would do. And that means ending our use of fossil fuels as quickly as possible.
At a national level here in Ireland, you know, it's overwhelming for people. We hear about our dependence on fossil fuels, our dairy sector emissions, our inadequate public transport and cycling infrastructure in this country. If you could pick one thing that our government could do now to go some way to, what would be the most important thing, do you think?
Well, the most important thing is policy coherence. So all of the state's policies should be aligned with the goal of decarbonisation and implementing the Sustainable Development Goals. It doesn't make sense to say you want to decarbonise the economy and at the same time, you know, promote car advertising and facilitate a car-dependent way of doing business. It doesn't make sense to say you want sustainable agriculture and at the same time expanding the dairy sector and expanding our exports into markets that didn't used to even rely on dairy food. So our policies are not consistent. And if we only just aligned our policies with these high level political commitments that we've made, we'd be on the right track.
That was Sive O'Neill, coordinator of the Stop Climate Chaos Coalition, speaking to me earlier.